My heart hammered as I stood on the bandstand in front of the swelling crowd. Cripes! How many people had gathered on the beach today? Possibly thousands. The sun beat down on my tanned shoulders, warming them. Onions sizzled on the hot dog grill, mingling with the salty air, and a choir of seagulls cawed overhead. Evie stood to my right, her hand placed on a cocked hip to show off her fire engine red nails. She tilted her head, her shiny dark hair swept up in perfect rolls. Winking at the crowd, Evie dared to bare her midriff in a tight two-piece. Mother found the new swimsuit fashion scandalous, but I wished I had Evie's confidence. Out of the 15 women who'd entered the Miss California pageant, three of us stood at the forefront, vying for a shot at the crown. I took a deep breath. Getting a Hollywood screen test was a dream I'd held tightly, knowing it could slip away at any second. This was my opportunity to be discovered.
Ladies and gents,
the MC spoke into the microphone.
This is the moment we've been waiting for.
I wasn't going to win. With her luminous pale skin and amber eyes, Evie looked like Olivia de Havilland, and I looked like, well, me. Clearly, her beauty eclipsed mine. But the pin curls in my auburn hair stayed put, and my polka dot swimsuit with its flared skirt complemented my slight curves. I'd lacquered my lips red as Evie's nails. Perhaps today would be my turn to shine in the spotlight. When I'd sung Billie Holiday's rendition of George Gershwin's Summertime for the talent portion, my voice had come from deep within my soul. Mother thought my dreams of stardom were a childish phase, admonishing me every time she'd caught me using her hairbrush as a microphone. But my desire to perform had only grown stronger. If Charles saw me on stage right now, he'd... I pictured my husband's handsome face contorted with rage, and my stomach squeezed sharply. I tamped down my fear, remembering the lie I'd told the pageant officials. Yet I hadn't stopped myself from filling out the Miss California contest entry form, my hands shaking as I'd signed my name. One of the Atlantic City judges for the Miss America pageant was Artie Schmeckel, the financial backer for all of Broadway's biggest musicals. If he watched me sing, play piano, or dance, perhaps I'd see my name in lights on a theater marquee, and then on the silver screen. Plenty of gals went to Hollywood after their pageant wins. Would a film director take a gamble on me? The announcer cleared his throat.
Three beautiful ladies stand before me. Let's give them a round of applause.
My cheeks hurt from holding my smile, and I tried not to squint. Jiminy Cricket, could the sun be any brighter? A sea breeze ruffled the colorful beach umbrellas, cooling my sweaty skin, but it did little to ease my nerves.
And the runner-up for the Miss California Bathing Beauty Contest is...
The MC paused. It seemed to stretch for an eternity.
Miss Evelyn Hastings of San Francisco, California.
I let out the breath I didn't realize I'd been holding. Evie's dark brows knit together, but within seconds she'd put on a winning smile. She waved at the crowd, swishing her hips in her outrageously daring two-piece. Though her eyes held disappointment, she wouldn't stay down for long. For Evie, life was always coming up roses. She smiled as if to say, "This isn't the last you'll see of me." Evie had convinced me to enter the pageant. 2 years ago, a new rule had been put into place. Contestants had to be single women, never married, never divorced. But to that, Evie had declared, "Hogwash! My Frank would be over the moon to see me with a crown on my head. Come on, Vi, what's a little white lie?" A petite blonde stood to my right, a contestant from Orange County. I swallowed, pushing the lump of guilt down my throat. She had a wholesome, all-American look about her, and sweet dimples framed her smile. The gal had done a fantastic tap dancing routine, and I figured it was her turn today. I prepared myself to lose as gracefully as Evie had. Perhaps it was for the best. Then neither one of us would get into trouble.